Fox and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Kilmer Abrego Garcia is back on U.S. soil where he faces federal criminal charges. Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing this afternoon.
Abrego Garcia has landed in the United States to face justice.
He's accused of smuggling undocumented migrants into the U.S. and conspiracy, which according to his attorney, Simon Sandoval Motionberg.
Mr. Abrego Garcia is going to be vigorously defending the charges against him.
The Supreme Court handed the Trump administration a victory, giving DOGE access to Social Security systems containing the personal data of millions of Americans. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The majority of the justices believed that the Trump administration would eventually prevail and receive access.
The win comes amid a messy breakup.
Elon Musk's outspoken criticism of President Trump's big, beautiful bill has touched off a social media fight between the two. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will not be deterred.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The race for governor in Wisconsin for 2026 is currently up in the air. Joanne Krulotz reports.
A breakdown in negotiations over a tax cut and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatens to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he won't announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the legislature have been meeting in private since April, trying to hammer out a deal ahead of the July 1st deadline. But those talks broke down late Wednesday. Wisconsin is poised to be in the national political spotlight again next year with the race for governor and a fight over control of the legislature.
You have a few more days to participate in the Village Transportation Survey in Port Edwards. The Village Board is conducting the survey in an effort to make the village safer and more accessible for everyone. The key focus is the Safe Routes to School initiative. The village is starting this with North Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. It's important for families and caregivers in the village of Port Edwards to share their thoughts about the safety of the routes their children take to school. These responses will help the board make decisions on improvements to walking and biking paths, crosswalks, and traffic patterns near schools. The survey is open until June 8th. You can find it on the Village of Port Edwards Facebook page. Also in Port Edwards, it's story time with Kathy McGrath at El Cafe on Saturday. Bring the kiddos from 10 to 10:45 for story time, and at the end, kids can enter the teddy bear raffle. This little cuddle bear is looking for a forever home, and only the children that attend story time will be able to enter. Someone's taken the teddy home on Saturday, June 7th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A homestand for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers begin a 12-game homestand tonight, their longest of the season, against the Padres. That's followed by the Braves next week, and then the second-place Cardinals, the crew coming off a day's rest after beating the Reds 9-1 on Wednesday. NFL, Aaron Rodgers will sign a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rodgers has kept in touch with their head coach.
Listen, I've talked to Mike Tomlin, great dude. It was nice to go into the city. I never really spent any time in Pittsburgh than the few times we've played there. But yeah, I've enjoyed talking to Mike.
NBA Finals, Oshkosh North High School grad Tyrese Halliburton has done it again. A last-second shot to lead the Pacers to a win in the playoffs, 111-110 over the Thunder in Game 1 of the Finals.
Man, we just, we keep believing and we stay together. And it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it hits zero and we just keep pushing. So, like I said, really proud of this group.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, couple of showers and storms and lows in the mid-50s. For the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, still some storms possible, highs in the mid-70s. Only in the 60s Monday, breezy, cooler, and more rain possible. Right now it's 73.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. State Senator Kelda Royce will be here with our weekly Joint Finance Committee update, as well as headlines from Wisconsin Watch. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
Forgot about that one.
I had to do something bath related.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. I'm not going to say I've never worn a bathing suit in the shower, but it's been a few weeks. Great to have you with me. It's Friday night, folks. You made it through the week. How very exciting. And how even more exciting that we get to close our work week together here on Nightlight tonight on this beautiful Friday evening in the state of Wisconsin. Wherever you are joining us from, welcome, welcome to Nightlight. Got a really fun show tonight. We are going into the weekend in style, I think. It's supposed to be nice this weekend, at least tomorrow, I think, is supposed to be nice. So we'll get some good weather, some great movies out there, lots to talk about. There's Sydney Sweeney bath soap selling like hotcakes. We've got a local boy made good we'll talk about, and some great guests tonight. Conrad is sitting in the producer's chair. Well, he's producing the show. He's not just sitting here because it's a comfortable chair. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. You know, so yesterday we talked about that text I got from...
Yeah, the wrong number text.
Yes. So today...
Oh, here we go.
Today I got a new text.
From the same person?
No, it was a different number. It was a 415.
I think that's Pittsburgh. No, that's San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she said, let's go shopping and have a fun day together.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I think you got the wrong number. She said, I'm Lisa. Are you Nina? And remember, Lisa was the friend.
Oh, they're playing you. This is a scam.
And I said, naturally, I said, no, I'm Greg.
Okay, good.
And she said, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Hope you'll forgive this clumsy girl, but it's nice to meet you anyway, Greg. And then I just said, you should seek help.
Wow. That's kind of an escalation.
And then she said, thank you. Thanks for your forgiveness. You know, do you live in New York? I invite you to coffee to apologize. And I said, no, I live in Australia. And it ended there. So
you probably blew your chance at a threesome there. I mean, you just got so angry so quickly.
Yeah, I escalated with saying you should seek help.
That's an escalation. First of all, it's a bot or it's something. It's a machine.
Yeah,
you're not offending anybody, so. Yeah, that's how they do it. And there's all different kinds of ways. Like, are you still at work? It starts with this conversation. And next time that happens, save it. We'll compare these. And I'll read mine when I was Tristan. And I told that the woman I was depressed because the woman. It's not a woman.
Yeah.
It's whoever it is. But we'll compare and contrast.
Well,
I think it's AI or some kind of ChatGPT or whatever. But yeah, we'll get into all that. But fun show tonight. Despite the fact that Conrad also almost got taken for thousands of dollars, we do have a good show tonight. We're going to talk some sports with our pal Mike Clemens. He'll be here at 6:35. Mike is so much fun to talk to, and we try not to pester him too much, but we love when he comes on the show. At 7:05, my pal Mark Unger, an actor and comedian, he is the founder of the show, creator of the show, Thespian. And Mark has an interesting credit, too. Very few times, like, Wayne York was on the show last night. Wayne is a friend of mine. He made the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Wayne has, like, 50 or 60 TV credits. Rarely, when you do a walk-on role, do you have one where everybody remembers the role. And Mark was the guy who locked Joey from Friends in the entertainment center and robbed him blind. That was Mark Unger. He's on the show tonight at 7:05. I didn't bring him on the show to talk about that scene, although maybe I'll bring it up. But Mark had a great take on the end of The Sopranos. He posted it on Facebook, and I thought, I got to have Mark back on the show. He's been here before. But we'll talk about Mark and his opinion on The Sopranos and the way the show ended. Kind of a controversial ending. And then it is a bar band Friday night. Folks, Terry Barr is still on vacation, and she's using all her days, I think. She's going to be out of days when she comes back. You know? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I thought Conrad took a powder. But Terry will be back, I think, next week or the week after. But Rocker's coming back. We had a blast with Rocker last week. And he introduced us to six new bands and talked about some really cool events coming up in Madison. So we'll talk to Rocker again at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday night. How about that shot last night by Tyrese Halliburton? I have not watched the NBA in so long, but my brother was in town. I went over and I saw like the last 5 minutes of the game. You know, this kid is from Oshkosh North.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently was not even recruited by the Badgers.
No, no. It's crazy. That's like his...
So wrong.
I don't know, fifth or sixth clutch shot that he's had.
Just this year.
Yeah, and, you know, at the beginning, I think it was like middle of the year maybe. So I forget when it was. But they asked the NBA, like the players, who is the most overrated player in the NBA. And it was a vote for Tyrese Halliburton.
Overrated?
Overrated, yeah.
I'll take him.
And he's proven him wrong.
He just in the playoffs alone, they were showing the highlights last night. That is so cool. So I'll be curious to see what Mike Clemens has to say about that. But that's kind of inexcusable that you let a guy. Did he go to Iowa State or Iowa?
Yeah, he went to. He was a Cyclone. Iowa State.
Unbelievable. But it was fun. It was fun to see a Wisconsin kid do something in the playoffs. Not just do something, steal game one and take home court advantage back to Indianapolis. That was a huge shot.
Yeah, and cool thing, I actually got to watch him play in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went to see him at Concordia University, where they do it's like a Christmas tournament of like the best teams in Wisconsin.
No, he's about your age, right?
Well, he's a little bit younger. I was out of high school at that time, but yeah, it was Tyler Hero, Tyrese Halliburton, and Jordan McCabe were all playing there. It was really cool.
Nice. Hey, folks, if you have not played already, here's something you're going to want to hear. This is Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. It goes through June 13th. This is a great contest. We've had so much fun with these here at Civic Media. Listen throughout the day for your chances to be a winner at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. Four chances to text in the keyword. Get the keyword. You have to have the app to play, and you just text the keyword in right after you hear it. It's as simple as that, and you are eligible for cash prizes or brewer tickets. What would you do, Connor? Would you take the $100?
No, I'm going for the Brewers
going
game.
For the Brewers?
Come on.
Because that's worth more. Like, those seats.
They're fantastic seats. Yeah. I enjoyed my time when I went.
Okay. Good for you. All right, so that's all you have to do, folks. Text in the keyword at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. You're eligible to win the hourly prize, $100 or Brewers tickets. And then you're automatically, every hourly entry that you do makes you eligible for our grand prize trips in the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. The grand prizes are, get this, a trip to Door County, a summer vacation in Door County or in Baraboo. Both two of the most beautiful places in our state. And we're giving you gas money to get there, too. So you can gun it. Oh, that almost got me in trouble. No, drive the speed limit, folks. But
drive safely.
If you have a gas guzzler like me, I have one hybrid, one gas guzzler. We're covering gas money. So it's a great thing. Check it out. Good luck, everybody. Four daily chances to enter now through June 13th. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys, I hope you win twice. That would be pretty sweet. Do we know more about the Door County, like how many nights it is?
No, not yet.
All right. And speaking of gas money, I had, I have an old Toyota Land Cruiser, which is kind of a collector's item. It belonged to a very famous director in Hollywood, and I love the car. My wife loves the car. It is a V8. This thing is a hog, man. It's a 99 Land Cruiser. We've taken pretty good care of it since we've owned it. Only had like 60,000 miles on it when I bought it. Anyway, it needed some work done, and it was like the brake line and then some kind of sway bar, and then it needed something or other. $2,300 it cost me. And I don't, I've thought about selling it. I know what the high-end blue book is, what the low-end blue book. I know if I go to trade it in, they're going to go, it's only worth $500. And I'm going to go, no, it's not. Take a hike. So I don't know. I mean, when you just put that much money into your car, do you sell it or do you hold on to it? Because my mechanic, really good guy, Al McLean at McLean's in Marinette, said, you know, this might be good for 5 years before you need to drop money. I've spent an average of $1,200 a year on this car. It's got 240,000 miles. Never a problem with the engine or any of that kind of stuff. So here's the problem, Kai. Do you have checks?
No.
I don't either. I haven't used a check in 4 years.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? This huge bill from my mechanic, they said you might want to bring cash or a check because there's a 3% fee now with debit and credit cards. With a bill like that, it's like $70, whatever it is. So I call my bank, USAA, and they go, all right, we've just approved you to withdraw that amount of money. Just go into any bank. I go into three banks in Marinette today, and they're like, we can't give you that much money. Like, it's my money. I'm not asking you for a gift. I have my debit card right here. They wouldn't do it. No, we have limits. So supposedly, I was supposed to ask for a bank lobby cash advance. It was very specific wording. So I ended up just getting the money from my dad, and I Venmoed him. You can Venmo people. Like, it cost me nothing to Venmo that much money.
Oh, yeah. Venmo's great.
Love it. So anyway, that was a real pain in the ass. But I don't know. I don't know if I should sell or hold on to it now, because I just sunk all this money into it, and I do love the car. So there you go. So what else we got, Con? We got Sydney Sweeney sold out of soap.
Yes. Sold out completely, and now it goes for... Resale value is now like
$250 to be specific.
Yeah.
Just to use soap that supposedly has Sydney Sweeney's bathwater in it, which it doesn't. There's no. Well, oh, come on.
They have a little test tube of just her bathwater, and they put one little drop in every bar.
And she's sitting there soaking while they scoop out all the bathwater and put in the soap. No, I don't even want to know what men are doing with that bar of soap. But it has nothing to do. They don't care if they smell like Sydney Sweeney. They just want something that ties them to Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah, they canceled my order on the 30-pack.
We got to get some. Yeah, I would love to smell it and see what it smells like. I'm very curious. I was
trying to get it. I was trying to get it just because of that.
How lonely are men that they are ordering a bar of soap that they don't care about? Hey, Con, we got to get to our... some business here. It's the Civic Media Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Well, this one is gift wrapped, ladies and gentlemen. It is National Donut Day. After Christmas and Thanksgiving, this is the day. National Donut Day. What's your favorite kind of donut? Brand or style? Go. Let us know. There's so many to choose from.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot.
Have you ever had a Krispy Kreme right out of the oven? Like,
yeah.
That's pretty.
Those are good.
It's pretty good.
It wouldn't be my favorite, though.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it would be for me either. I like a good cake donut.
Oh.
With good frosting. You know, like a spice donut with frosting or something like that. I'll have to think about that, though.
You know, I already got mine because I don't eat I don't eat donuts really anymore that much.
What?
I do like a Long John.
Okay.
With cream filling in it.
Oh, really?
See, and chocolate on top.
You lost me with the
cream. Sprinkles, too.
Sprinkles? All right.
Gotta have sprinkles.
Sprinkles? What are you, 9 years old with the sprinkles?
It makes me feel young when I have sprinkles. Do you get sprinkles on ice cream? Come on.
I guess I would. All right. That's a question of the day. It's National Donut Day, folks. What is your favorite kind of donut, brand or style? Go 855-752-4842. 855-752. No, 855-75-CIVIC. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wob on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with the love.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are not perfect here at Civic Media. Far be it. Certainly not perfect at this show. But one thing I can assure you of, our owner that I can see right through this glass right now, Sage Weil, has never once told me what to say and encourages us to speak the truth. And that's why, above all else, I'm proud to work for this company. And along with my colleagues, we will bring you what's really happening out there. And if we get it wrong along the way, we'll admit to that and correct ourselves as well.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's the tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Mikusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Better begins
well,
with the way we treat
we
each
welcome
other.
Welcome you
the
into tonight's broadcast and the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters on the air here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. I'm Austin Thomas, and well, it is a beautiful night for baseball here in the summer at Witter Field. We're back for another night. It's game 4 of this 5-game homestand. The Rafters running it back against the Royal Oak Leprechauns. It was not the night that they were hoping for yesterday. They nearly made another astounding comeback, but couldn't quite do it. They came up short once again, unfortunately. But it was still an exciting game, and it showed what the Rafters have to offer. The final score was 9-7 last night, and the Rafters dropped against the Leprechauns. After trailing 9-2 earlier in the seventh inning, they put up 5 runs between the seventh and the ninth, and they had the bases loaded, but a strikeout ended the game as, well, that was the go-ahead runner who was over on first base, not even at the plate. I mean, he was already on base, but the Rafters couldn't quite drive him in, so that is how the game ended yesterday. And the Rafters looking to get back on track. They currently sit at 4-7 on the season. They are sitting in fifth place in the Great Lakes West. They are just one game ahead of Lakeshore for last place, so this game, a big one to matter, but also they still aren't that far back of Fond du Lac, who sits in fourth place. They're just half a game ahead of the Rafters, so looking ahead to that, and the Rafters hoping for a big win here against Royal Oak. Royal Oak tied for second in the Great Lakes East. They are just half a game back of first place. So, again, they are playing for a lot as well. And we'll see how they compete when we get back with first pitch, because we know this game is going to be very, very different from yesterday. The pitching matchup today is Kenny Schultz against righty Gabe Jones. Schultz, you might remember him. He was one heck of a story, a former intern, actually a current intern. He'll return to the intern workforce after his contract is up. He Well, he's pitching tonight. He's the starter, a left-hander who went 4 2/3 innings for the Rafters in his first appearance. This is his first start of the season, though, and he's hoping to keep his momentum rolling along. We'll talk a little bit more about him and the starting lineups as we'll go ahead and roll right on into those here on WFHR. And well, coming up, we'll have a pregame interview. As we always do, that pregame interview, we're going to be talking with one of the guys who's been here since the start of the season. I just haven't had a chance to interview him yet. It's Ashton Zacher. He had a pretty big game as a pinch hitter last night. Came in, had a pinch hit single, and then drew a walk with the bases loaded later in the game, and he had 2 RBIs on the night. Helped make it a very, very close game, although unfortunately it wasn't enough to get the win for the Rafters. Taking a look at the starting lineups for today's game, the Rafters are going to be led out by, as I mentioned, Kenny Schultz with Ashton Zacher behind the plate. Looking at the Royal Oak Leprechauns, Gabe Jones on the mound with Aiden Shuck behind the plate. Those are the battery duos. And for the starting lineups, leading things off for the Leprechauns, Ryan Tyranski at first base. Batting second, it's Jack Boyke in right field. Batting third, it's Jack Dower at shortstop. Batting cleanup, Chase Van Ameed at third base. Fifth is Devin Zyres, the designated hitter. Aiden Shuck bats sixth behind the plate. Max Orozco bats seventh at second base. Batting eighth, it's Nolan Alvord, the left fielder. And batting ninth, Dylan Larkins, who is in center field tonight. For the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, they're going to be led off by one of the guys who got here earlier than anyone else, Hiroto Kobayashi, the right fielder. Batting second, it's one of the newcomers, so kind of the opposite of Kobayashi. It's Cameron Douglas, who plays center field tonight after he and Chris Diaz kind of swap positions. Royce Clayton usually in center field, and then they made the switch to Diaz last night. Douglas now in center field. Ashton Zacher is behind the plate, batting third. Jack Guerrero back in the outfield and left field. He's batting cleanup. Madden Akko batting fifth. He's hoping for a better game number five, although not too disappointing in game number one. Hoping to get that big hit, though, here today. He's at first base. Spencer Davis is at third base. He is batting sixth. Batting seventh, it's Noah Ruiz at second base. Batting eighth, it's Pat Costin, the designated hitter. And batting ninth, it's J.J. Garcia, the shortstop. And those are the starting lineups and the starting pitchers for the game, as Gabe Jones is a returner for the Leprechauns. We'll hear a little bit more about him once first pitch comes around. That's coming up in just a couple minutes. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time for that pre-game interview that I had a chance to do with, of course, Ashton Zacher. That comes up next here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at
Joining me for our pregame interview, it's Ashton Zacher. And Ashton, man, it's been a strong start to the season for you. I think kind of unexpected by a lot of people. Well, I think you've been proving a lot of people wrong. It's been a strong start to the year, and just kind of bring me through how it's felt, you know, your first couple of weeks here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah, I mean, I love it here. I love the atmosphere. I love everyone around. This team means a lot to me already, the chemistry. Even the second day, we were already talking like we've been best friends for a couple of years. I mean, this team bonded really easily. Our chemistry's up, and we're bringing more and more kids around, so it's been great so far.
So past couple of years, College of Southern Nevada, obviously bringing that experience into the catching room. You know, at the start of the year, you know, only catcher who had collegiate experience. Yeah. How have you kind of been trying to use that to start off your year right?
I mean, I play JUCO. It's one of the best JUCOs in America, and I take big pride in it. It's a blue-collar job, and I love every second of it. I love the dirty. I love the gritty. I love all of it. I mean, having that little college experience really helps me out, really keeps me calm behind the plate and be able to take care of my pitchers, and also the other two catchers, Nick and Pat. I mean, just trying to help those guys and get those guys comfortable so they can do just as much as I can, if not more.
Yeah, and, you know, I always love talking to catchers because they get to see the game from behind the plate, and also they get to see the offensive side. Although, this year, a lot of two-way players on the team, so you got some pitchers out there that know a thing or two. Yeah. But, you know, behind the plate, you get to see a lot of different pitchers out there, and you've caught for a bunch of different guys on this team. When you're kind of talking with everyone on the team, do you kind of notice a common thread with all the pitchers?
I wouldn't say a common thread. I would say they all want to fill up the zone. I know we've struggled with that a little bit, but, man, all these guys are just getting their feet wet, and once we got our feet wet, a lot of guys start rolling. I mean, I love every single one of them. I treat them like my own brother or my own friend. I think the big common thread with all of them is they want to win. I think that's what we all want to do. And once we start rolling and bring more and more guys in, it's going to get pretty nice out here.
Yeah, and everyone loves to talk about the offensive numbers. And then when you're talking about pitchers, you talk about, you know, their statistics. But when it comes to catchers, I feel like the defensive side is often overlooked.
Yeah.
But, you know, looking at the numbers, with you behind the plate, the team ERA is about a whole point lower than it is for the team in general. Yeah. So, I mean, what do you kind of bring defensively to the plate? What's your mentality out there that helps you kind of bring that team into a calm and into a good sense of we're able to pitch out here confidently?
Yeah. Well, offensively, I always think don't let the pitcher beat you. And for my defensive standpoint, I say see if he can beat you, because you're always going to be one step ahead of the pitcher. It's 1v9. I mean, the big point that I like to do is throw the fastball until they get hit, and once they get hit it, then you start mixing it up. And I feel like we've done a really good job of mixing up and trying to get the hitters off balance, and it's worked well in my favor. So,
yeah, I know you mentioned the other catchers on the team, and you've got a chance to talk to both Nick and Pat. You close with them? Anyone else that you've had a chance to kind of hang out with a bunch?
Yeah, I've hung out with a lot of guys. I grew up with Jack Obraski, so I've seen him a lot around often. But Pat, I treat him like my own brother. And then Nick's getting his feet wet. He's looking great behind there. He's getting more and more comfortable. He's getting a couple knocks here and there. But, I mean, I love what we have right now. I love the brotherhood that we have and the team that we're building.
Yeah, and looking specifically at last night's game here, you came in as a pinch hitter, and, well, you showed up. You got an RBI single, and then you came up your next plate appearance, drew a walk with the bases loaded. Hey, that's what they needed.
Yeah.
I mean, what was kind of the feeling for you when you were stepping into the plate?
I got a lot of pinch hit opportunities there at College of Southern Nevada whenever my off day was. And today was, yesterday was my off day, and he was just looked me in my eyes. He's like, "You ready to go?" I'm like, "Yeah." So my big thing is always hit first pitch, because, you know, the first pitch when they see a new batter, they don't know nothing about you. They're just going to see what you can do. So I got that fastball, and I was ready to hit, ready to attack. So I got that fastball, put it in play, and then I knew with bases loaded, he had a little bit more. I had a little bit more leeway because he was stressing a little bit. So I just took what I could and drew that walk.
Yeah, trying to make the pitcher a little scared up there.
You
know, get a little intimidation factor.
A little nervous.
You know, switching a little bit away from baseball, I always love to ask the guys this, but have you gotten a chance to kind of check out Wisconsin Rapids? And have you gotten to do anything fun kind of in your free time?
I've been able to fish a little bit. I've been hanging with the guys. I have an amazing host family who always puts me first. Melissa and Tom, they've done a great job with me. But, no, I love everything about it. It's a lot different than Arizona, I won't lie. But, man, the outdoors and the green out here is a lot better. No 110-degree weather out here, that's for sure.
No, for sure not. And, it's been great weather out here to start the season. Hopefully it continues throughout the year. But that's all I got for you. Anything else you want to add?
Roll Rats, maybe. Roll Rats. Let's keep going.
Roll Rats. Well, appreciate you for your time, as always. And once again, that was Ashton Zacher here on the pregame show on WFHR. We'll be back with more for you coming up next here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Thank you, guys.
Well, more coming to you right now as we bring you into the game. It's a 1-1 count. The next pitch misses outside to bring it 2-1 as Ryan Tyranski leads things off. A little bit of an early start here, 2 minutes early, 6:33 official first pitch here from Witter Field as the lefty Kenny Schultz on the mound. He gets a big swing and a whiff from Ryan Tyranski to make it a 2-2 count. Tyranski from the University of Cincinnati. Schultz comes from the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Of course, he is a fun story to talk about, and the 2-2 count misses a little bit low for ball number three, and well, a little bit of apologies for the late start here on WFHR. Was trying to have that interview going while I was actually doing the national anthem here from Witterfield. And, well, who knows? Maybe next time if you come out to Witterfield, you'll get to hear me do the anthem. Here's one over to second base, though. Ruiz fields it pretty cleanly. Back on over to first in time for out number one. So one up, one down for Kenny Schultz. That's the way to get a game started. Schultz had a very strong first performance back on last Saturday, and that was the second leg of the doubleheader. The Rafters ended up having a comeback win, and it was an exciting game, to say the least. And it was in large part thanks to what Schultz was able to provide. Lefty-lefty matchup here as Jack Boyke steps up. The first pitch misses outside for ball number one. Boyke in right field, he's got a 1-0 count. Enters today with a .278 batting average and a .778 OPS. As that one is in there, called strike number one to make it a 1-1 count. And Boyke's just got a great on-base percentage. He's able to work these pitch counts, but that's what Schultz did so well in his first outing. Gets that one called on the outside edge for strike number two. It's a 1-2 count. It wasn't the blow-it-by-you stuff that he's got out there, but it was control. It was finding the strike zone. 1-2, a three-quarter swing. He did go, but it was dropped, picked up by Zacher. Throw over to first in time for out number one. Strikeout swinging, and Kenny Schultz has two up, two down. Schultz, I mean, he went 4 2/3 in the second leg of that doubleheader, and, I mean, it was a masterful work from him, and, I mean, there was only so much that you could talk about other than he was a former intern, current intern, I should say. And I say former as it just feels like, you know, he's taking a step above the rest of us. I mean, he's out there pitching. That one fouled away by Dower to make it an 0-1 count. And, well, Schultz currently on a temporary contract as the roster limit had been reached for the Rafters, but see if throughout the season things always change as that one was fouled back to make it an 0-2 count for Dower. Dower, the shortstop today, he's a right-handed batter, so a righty-lefty matchup. And Schultz, I was talking to him, you know, pre-game, post-game, and in between now and then as this pitch misses high for ball number one, a 1-2 count. And now, he was so nervous heading into that first appearance. He wasn't even on the team entering the morning, and he was nervous for his bullpen session. Then in between the bullpen and when he entered the game, a breaking ball just misses outside to bring it 2-2. And in between then, he was saying, man, I can't kind of keep still right now. And he's a very calm guy. He's always relaxed, least on the outside, and gets a swing and a miss here on the outside for strike number three. Two K's in a perfect first inning here in Wisconsin Rapids. Kenny Schultz keeps it cooking as we head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
So the starter on the mound for the Leprechauns, Gabe Jones, a righty, going up against the right-handed hitting Kobayashi is the first pitch, is popped foul and out of play to bring it 0-1. And Kobayashi, it was his birthday yesterday. Well, he got a little bit of a chance to celebrate and came in as a pinch hitter in the game, actually a defensive substitute at first. First showed up in left field in the fifth inning yesterday, takes this pitch on the inside edge, called for strike number two, makes it a 0-2 count. And he's been struggling a little bit lately, but he did pick up a key 2-RBI single last game, and so hoping to get some momentum from that as this pitch misses high to make it a 1-2 count. And I did talk to him a little bit before this game about his performance and, you know, how he kind of stays ready to go and tries to keep improving every game. As 1-2 on the outside lower corner, called strike three, and that one a nasty breaking ball that is called for the first out of the first inning. So Gabe Jones retires the first batter he sees, but it brings up a dangerous batter in KD, Cameron Douglas. And Douglas, this one of still his first games with the Rafters, but he's seen a few times now. Reached base three times in his first appearance back on June 3rd. First pitch to him here is sent in the gap between third and short into left field. So Douglas is aboard with a first pitch single. So one away and a runner on first as our pregame guest Ashton Zacher steps up to the plate. And Zacher, obviously loved getting to talk to him in the pregame show. And I've talked to him a couple times, you know, off the air. But it's great to actually get the opportunity to just talk baseball, you know, for the pregame show, and he had a lot of good things to say. I mean, all catchers always do, as this one is skied in the air towards shallow center field. Shortstop on the run. He's called off by the center fielder, and it's Larkins who makes the catch for out number two. So Douglas stays over on first base as it brings up Jack Guerrero with two away and a runner on first. Jack Guerrero, one of the disciplined batters of this Rafters team, as you kind of look at the bats for the Rafters this season, and they've been continuously trying to raise that on-base percentage. They have a few guys that have just been getting on base no matter what. This pitch a little low for ball number one. They're, as a team, they're sitting at .396 on-base percentage, so reaching base almost 40% of their plate appearances. That's led them to scoring 76 runs in 11 games. That's 7 runs per game as a swing and a miss from Guerrero makes it a 1-1 count. So the Rafters offense certainly taking a step forward after a kind of hot and cold start to the year. But their seven runs last night was not enough for the win. This one sent to the second baseman, but a nice play on the liner off the hop is a throw over to first for out number three. 4-3 on the putout, and that does it for the first inning. The Rafters score no runs on the one hit, no errors, one left on base, and it's zeros into the second here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapid.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Midstate Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
The Rafters pick up the first hit of the game, and it was a single from Douglas. However, he was stranded at first base to end the frame as the Rafters can't score a run. But Kenny Schultz scoreless through one. He's hoping to keep it rolling into the second inning. He gets to face the 4-5-6 batter in their lineup. And leading things off, it's Chase Vandermeer, followed up by Devin Zyras and Aiden Shuck. Those are the guys who are ready to go for the Leprechauns. And Kenny Schultz, left-handed batter on the rubber and getting ready to go as it's Native American Heritage Night. As some pregame ceremonies and mid-game ceremonies as well here from Witter Field. And it's always great to get to see all of these rituals and all of these great ceremonies throughout the night. Love to get to see it and everyone showing off as we'll get ready to go now as Chase Vandermeer steps into the batter's box. Vandermeer, the right-handed batter, he's from Notre Dame, as the first pitch to him is on the inside edge, called strike number one. And Schultz just trying to attack the strike zone, and that's about the scouting report on him. We were talking about it earlier, and a one count here is fouled back to make it 0-2, and Schultz was telling me, you know, hey man, we've got these pitching meetings, you know, all these, of course, Mike Spears coming into town, and Manny Silva, the assistant coaches and pitching coach, all trying to help out the guys. 0-2 count. This one's ripped down the left field line, but lands a few feet foul, so it remains an 0-2 count. Needed to straighten that one up a little bit. And well, what Schultz was saying to me, he's like, man, we're having all these meetings, and they're telling us, hey, let's get it across the plate. Let's throw some strikes here. And that's got to be the mindset. And he's like, man, I was doing that. I did that in my first time, just one walk. 0-2 count is fouled back to keep it 0-2. And Vandermeer just staying alive up here. And, you know, Schultz, you know, he's backing it up right now. So he was kind of told, hey, you don't need to attend the pitcher's meeting this morning that the Rafters crew had. And that pitch missing high for ball number one. More to do about bullpen usage and stuff like that. So Schultz, not necessary to be in attendance for there. He was getting locked into the game tonight. 1-2 count to Vanna Mead, and it's a breaking ball that misses outside to bring it back 2-2. And well, I was talking to him a little bit about that one walk that he issued, and he was saying, man, I threw my changeup, and I missed it by that much. And he kind of put out his fingers and showed about half an inch between them. As this one's a grounder over to short, picked up, and the throw over to first is in time for out number one. 6-3 on the putout, and after seven pitches, he retires the first batter of the second inning. Brings up Devin Zyras with one away and nobody on. So that changeup, he said, and you know, man, I got to get that right. Got to find my spot. And hey, if he's going to only offer one walk in 4 2/3 innings, I'm okay with whatever he has to say. That pitch in there for strike number one, it's an 0-1 count. And Devin Zyras, the left-handed batter, it's a lefty-lefty matchup. Zyras, the designated hitter tonight from Eastern Michigan, swings and misses at the offering outside to bring it 0-2. And Schultz, only two strikeouts in the first game that he appeared in. Well, he's already up to two strikeouts tonight, hoping to make it three. He's got an 0-2 count here with one away and the bases empty to Zyras. Schultz set up on the third base side of the rubber, fires but misses low and outside. And his left foot on the mound, he's not straight away and kind of brings that right foot back for a second. Now sends it home. It's a high chopper over to second. Picked up by Ruiz after a quick step forward. Now throws it over to first in time for out number two. 4-3 on the putout, and this one is gone quite quickly. Aiden Shuck up to the plate, and Shuck, he's one of the few guys that didn't get to see the field yesterday, but Royal Oaks still able to produce the runs that they needed. They had 8 hits as a team, but had 9 runs come across. First pitch here to Shuck is sent high in the air down the right field line and just over the Leprechaun's bullpen in foul territory. So makes it an 0-1 count. Shuck behind the plate today. Right-handed batter from Oakland University. Native of Canton, Michigan. In this season, limited playing time, but he's been doing well as this pitch misses low and in the dirt to bring it back even, 1-1. Top of the second, tied at 0 here from Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. The Rafters and the Royal Oak Leprechauns at it as this one is once again fouled away. So another two-strike count, and Schultz has had two strikes in every single count for every batter he's faced this game. 1-2 with two away to the righty. Righty-lefty matchup. Here's the payoff, and that one just missing low and away to bring it 2-2. And the Rafters sitting at 4-7 on the season. They want any jolt of energy that they can get. They had a pretty good start yesterday from Noah Marschke. Hoping the same from Schultz, and a swing and a miss here. Third strikeout of the game for Kenny Schultz as he goes 3-up, 3-down in the second. And he is looking good yet again. We head to the bottom of the second after no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And it is tied at 0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill backed by Donald Trump that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Gabe Jones back on the rubber here in the bottom of the second. It's been a quick first three half frames here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas. The Raptors and the Leprechauns tied at zero as Gabe Jones, he went four up, three down in the first inning. The only runner to reach was Cameron Douglas, who picked up a one-out single, but he was stranded over at first base, not able to advance. Madden Akko starts off for the Raptors. It's their 5-6-7 batters. Akko, Spencer Davis, and Noah Ruiz do up. First pitch to the righty Akko is taken high for ball number one. To make it a 1-0 count, Akko playing first base today. He's from Fordham University. As this one is a foul back. And Akko this past year from Fordham University, he had a very strong, solid season. He's hoping to kind of take that next step forward. The 1-1 count is on the outside edge, called strike two. And you look back to yesterday's game for the Raptors, and Akko in his first appearance, he was recorded out the first two times up to the plate, but since that, he reached three times in a row. Although two of those were on hit by pitches and the other a walk. This one on the outside edge, called strike three, and that one got Akko looking. Second strikeout of the game for Jones, and both of them on strike three looking. Spencer Davis up to the plate now, a left-handed power bat, and, well, he has shown off some solid contact ability. A guy who's batting .429 on the season, but again, still limited plate appearances. The first pitch to him is on the outside edge and makes it an 0-1 count. Akko struck out to start off the inning after the Raptors unable to do any damage in the first, and Davis hoping to get something rolling here as that pitch misses inside to bring it 1-1, and Davis, this past year, he spent at Hope International and really was a key bat there. Started the season on fire, going 13 for 26. Hits this one high in the air towards shallow right center field. Both the outfielders going towards it, but it's the center fielder, Dylan Larkins, who makes the catch for out number two. So there's two up, two down in the second for Gabe Jones. Noah Ruiz up to the plate, and Ruiz, one of the more clutch batters on the Raptors, he's continued to have a good season. He picked up another RBI last night. He's at 16 RBIs on the season. That leads the entire Northwoods League alone, not even in a tie like he used to be. He's alone atop the board, but only by one. He's up 16 to 15 on RBIs in the Northwoods League. He's got a pair of home runs, a .394 batting average, and 1139 OPS. A 1-0 count to him is right down the middle, called strike one. Ruiz playing second base today, and well, always a guy who's quite uppity and always a great guy to talk to. And actually, he was part of a mic'd up edition as this one sent out into right field, but right at the jogging right fielder, and well, Jack Boyke's able to grab it for out number three. So the Raptors go three up, three down in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's tied at zero into the third here in WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Have you ever seen me make anything?
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, more of the ceremonies continue here on Native American Heritage Night at Witter Field here in Wisconsin Rapids. Kenny Schultz has been off to a strong start to his second appearance for the Raptors. Of course, his first appearance a little bit ago, and that was last Saturday in the second leg of the doubleheader. He's here 5 days later on Friday, and, well, with 5 days of rest, I should say, in between. And, well, he's been dealing through two. He's into the third inning, going up against the 7-8-9 batters for the Royals.